The Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
All right, week 16 NFL picks. Brad and Ben reunited in the studio.
Feels so good.
I was waiting for
actually,
that.
Yeah, I left early to get here on time.
Shh. The standings are pretty awesome. Got Brad at 26-12. And then what? A tie for second or last?
Last place. Three of us. You are my mortal enemy.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well.
We were chummy before, but now you've got to go down.
Can we just talk about my rise to fame? Because I was really far back for a while there.
Right.
And then slowly but surely.
You did it, man.
All right, let's go with the game that when the schedule came out, you were probably like, oh, I can't wait for week 16 when the Jags take on the Niners. Right? That was probably the game you're really waiting for. Now, I don't even think that players are waiting for that game. But now suddenly it's very interesting. All right, so Brad, do you want to go first on that one?
I have fallen under the magical spell of Jimmy GQ.
Look at him.
Look at him. He's spectacular. I watched some of the NFL Network and some of the NFL Today on Showtime, some of the mic'd up stuff that they did.
Oh, yeah.
And there was somebody spliced together all of the mic'd up stuff. There's like 11 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to Garoppolo, he and Kyle Shanahan are in lockstep. One of the things Joe Staley talked about at the beginning of the year was how Shanahan just doesn't tell you what you're supposed to do. He also tells you what to expect the defense to do when you do your responsibility or you carry it out. A lot of what Garoppolo was telling his wide receivers, you know, Trent Taylor and Marquise Goodwin, hey, the safeties are deep and they're wide. If you get the guy to turn his hips the other way, bend it in a little bit further and I'll hit you. In the middle, we'll have a lot of space. Like, not stuff that we ever heard C.J. Beathard say.
Right.
But it's the type of stuff that you would hear, that you'll hear Kyle Shanahan speak about in some of his X's and O's type talk and some of the pregame stuff. It was very impressive. It was really exciting to see. You see why he's made such a difference for the team. Unfortunately, Jacksonville's defense is probably the most complete defense we've seen in 5 years. I think the 49ers do not have a playmaker to make the difference. They're going to be the offense, or the defense is going to be on the field a lot, I think. I don't see it being a super high-scoring affair because I just don't see Blake Bortles making a ton of plays continuously like he's been doing. But I think this game's going to be like 17-12. Jacksonville.
12.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually going with Jacksonville as well. I mean, they have, I think, probably the best set of corners in the league. I think, like, just to tail off what Brad said, you know, and their pass rush is, Russ is awesome. They're ranked third in the league for defense, but they're playing like they're ranked first. I think they're going to steamroll over the Niners personally. Jimmy G is awesome. I think he's going to do great next year, and I think he's going to continue to do well, but I think this game is, it's a boat race, and I think it's going to be the Jaguars taking it away.
I'm excited to see Jimmy Garoppolo play against them. But I'm going to go Niners just because of Jimmy Garoppolo.
We can't push. This is a tiebreaker.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Raiders at Eagles. Woo.
Wow.
Man.
Nick Foles. Holy moly.
Wow. How about that, Nick Foles, huh?
Yeah, this is a tricky game. You know, obviously the heartbreak of last week, you know, and I'm not just talking about the piece of paper. I mean, the game was played pretty horribly. And the way that it ended was sad, but man, it just kind of defined how the season has been going for them. I'm going to take the Eagles on this, unfortunately. I just think the first pick against the Raiders the whole year. Here's the thing, is that the wind is out of the sails of the Raiders. They have no hope whatsoever of going postseason. So I think the Eagles are going to take this one.
I had an interesting conversation at one of the bars yesterday, and somebody said, you know, one of the things that's going on with the Raiders is that all those character guys they brought in to build the culture, the Charles Woodsons, the Justin Tucks, they're not there anymore. And I think with the way that the Raider offense has sort of become this dink and dunk pass offense, Philadelphia tackles really well. You know, I think they're just going to load up 8 in the box and dare Crabtree to beat him down the field, or dare Derek Carr to make the throw. You know, it's not for lack of trying. I mean, Derek Carr's heart is clearly in it. You know, that was, you know, him just trying to do too much late.
Yeah,
right? You could just
big time.
Go out of bounds there, you know, and have a chance.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, but I don't blame him for trying. I mean, literally, like, it's like a last gasp thing for the season, not just for that game. Even with Nick Foles, I think Ben's right. I think Philadelphia's rushing attack is just going to be too much. Going into Philadelphia is difficult.
Right. Yeah, Christmas Day in Philly, where they threw snowballs and batteries at Santa.
Poor Santa. Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah. He's never been back. No. Since, yeah. poor kids.
I'm clearly going with the Eagles on this one.
I think that's a clean sweep. I'm going to go Eagles as well for everything you guys said.
You can't do that. We have to push. You're
going
to push again.
We already did that. We're good. All right. We're good. And actually, we'll find out next to the wild cards. We'll see. That could really I know everyone at home is keeping tally of our records.
Clearly.
Clearly. So
this is grade A water cooler talk.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll see how we do with the wild cards next.